Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Memorim Ram Goldar and Dreim Zagas Baba Kama Daf Samaches, the seventh Perek Merubah. So the three dots we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara states, Hamocher Lifnei Yeush, one who sells a stolen animal before the owner's despair. Rav Nachman says Chayev, he's Chayev to pay Dal Dei because Mecharo Amar Chamana. The Torah says, or he sells it, Vazabim, and he has sold it, regardless of whether it's before or after Yeush, even if it does not affect an actual acquisition. Rav Sheshet says Pater, he's exempt from paying Dal Dei because Chiyuvei Lachir Yeushu, the Hanumasav, his liability is only after the owner's despair, where the thief's actions are effective, meaning the change of domain following Yeush caused the buyer to acquire it. Before Yeush, where the sale is ineffective, he would not pay Dal Dei. It must be similar to Shachtim, where his actions are effective. Rashi notes that these Amorim both hold Yeush alone is not Kona, whereas Rab, who holds Yeush is Kona, holds one only pays Dal Dei if he sold before Yeush. If he sold it after Yeush, it's already his. A Braisa teaches that one only pays Dal Dei for a sale which does not revert, similar to Shechting. This implies that one is not chayav for a sale before Yeush, but Rav Nachman explains it means to exclude a sale for a limited time, such as 30 days. Point number two, the Gemara says that Rabbi Elazar also holds that Dal Dei is only paid for a sale after Yeush. He says, Teidat shestam geneva Yeush balimhu. Know that the presumption regarding theft is that the owner despairs of retrieving his item. His proof is that a thief pays Dal Dei for selling an animal, which he assumes must be effective, similar to Shechting. Since the Torah implies he would be chai for an immediate sale, similar to Shechting, it must be that we assume the owner despaired and the subsequent change of domain through the sale affects the acquisition to the buyer, together with the Yeush. Rabbi Yochanan rejects Rabbi Elazar's premise that a thief would only be liable for an effective sale, and after Yeush, Geneva benefesh tochiach, let the law of kidnapping prove that a ganav is liable for a sale before Yeush. She'en Yeush balim v'chayev, for regarding kidnapping and selling the victim, there's no despair by the owner, meaning himself, yet he's liable to the death penalty, although the sale isn't effective. And pointing with Rabbi Yochanan, who holds one is chayev for selling or shechting after Yeush, challenged Reish Lakish, who disagreed from a Mishnah, Gana v'hikdish, of one who stole an animal, and he was makdish it, v'akachach tabach, and afterwards he shechted it. He only pays kefil, but not dal v'hei. Now Rabbi Yochanan assumes that the thief was makdish it, which can only be effective after Yeush. Still, the Mishnah implies that if it was not hekdish, he would pay dal v'hei. Reish Lakish answers that the Mishnah's case is before Yeush, and it means the owner was makdish it. Although Rabbi Yochanan taught that one cannot be makdish a stolen item, Reish Lakish explains that this Mishnah holds like the opinion, discussed on the next daf, that he can. The Gemara asks Vary Chazar at Keren Lebalim, but the principle has returned to its owner. Since the stolen item became hektish and is no longer in the thief's legal domain, he should not pay kefil, which is only paid or is found in his domain. It answers Kusha Amad Bidin, the Mishnah's case is where the ganav stood in court and was held liable for kefil before the owner was makdishit. This answer is further analyzed. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara states, Hamocher Lifnei Yeush, one who sells a stolen animal before the owner's despair. Rav Nachman says, Chayv, he's liable to pay Dal Dei because Macharo Amar Rachmana. The Torah says, or he sells it, Vahazabim, and he sold it, regardless of whether it's before or after Yeush, even if it does not affect an actual acquisition. Rav Sheshet says Pater, he's exempt from paying Dal Dei because Chiyuvei Lachir Yeushu, the Hanumasav, his liability is only after the owner's despair, where the thief's actions are effective, meaning the change of domain following Yeush caused the buyer to acquire it. Before Yeush, where the sale is ineffective, he would not pay Dal Dei. It must be similar to Shechting, where his actions are effective. Rashi notes that these Amorim both hold Yeush alone is not Kona, whereas Rab, who holds Yeush is Kona, holds one only pays Dal Dei if he sold before Yeush. If he sold it after Yeush, it's already his. A Braisa teaches that one only pays Dal Dei for a sale which does not revert, similar to Shechting. This implies that one is not chayav for a sale before Yeush, but Rav Nachman explains it means to exclude a sale for a limited time, such as 30 days. Point number two, the Gemara says that Rabbi Elazar also holds that Dal Dei is only paid for a sale after Yeush. He says, Teidat shestam geneva Yeush balimhu. Know that the presumption regarding theft is that the owner despairs of retrieving his item. His proof is that a thief pays Dal Dei for selling an animal, which he assumes must be effective, similar to Shechting. Since the Torah implies he would be chai for an immediate sale, similar to Shechting, it must be that we assume the owner despaired and the subsequent change of domain through the sale affects the acquisition to the buyer, together with the Yeush. Rabbi Yochanan rejects Rabbi Elazar's premise that a thief would only be liable for an effective sale. And after Yeush, Geneva benefesh tochiyuch, let the law of kidnapping prove that a ganav is liable for a sale before Yeush. She'en Yeush balim v'chayev, for regarding kidnapping and selling the victim, there's no despair by the owner, meaning himself, yet he's liable to the death penalty, although the sale isn't effective. And pointing to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds one is chayev for selling or shechting after Yeush, challenged Reish Lakish, who disagreed from a Mishnah, ganav v'hikdish, of one who stole an animal, and he was makdish it, and afterwards he shechted it. He only pays kefil, but not dal the hay. Now Rabbi Yochanan assumes that the thief was makdishah, which can only be effective after Yeush. Still, the Mishnah implies that if it was not hekdish, he would pay dal the hay. Reish Lakish answers that the Mishnah's case is before Yeush, and it means the owner was makdishah. Although Rabbi Yochanan taught that one cannot be makdishah stolen item, Reish Lakish explains that this Mishnah holds like the opinion discussed on the next daf that he can. The Gemara asks, "Vary chazar keren labalim," but the principle has returned to its owner. Since the stolen item became hekdish and is no longer in the thief's legal domain, he should not pay kefil, which is only paid where it's found in his domain. It answers, Kusha Amad Bidin, the Mishnah's case is where the ganav stood in court and was held liable for kefil before the owner was makdishit. This answer is further analyzed. All right, so now we go to Simon Daf Samaches, and this one was suggested to us by Jeremy Shaiwitz from Woodmere, New York. He suggested that Samaches is schach, schach. So here goes. The thief who covered up an animal he stole and sold a schach before the yeush of the owner, making mechayev in dal v'hei, right under a schach banner with his favorite motto, stam geneva yeush balim hu, took another stolen animal that he was makdish and shechted it. Once again, slow motion. The thief who covered up an animal he stole and sold with schach, schach, that must be more daf samaches. The thief who covered up an animal he stole and sold with schach before the yeush of the owner, making mechayev in dal v'hei, which reminds us, the Gemara states, Hamokhu lifnei yeush, one who sells a stolen animal before the owner's despair. Rav Nachman says, chayv, he's liable to pay dal v'hei because macharo amar chamana. The Torah says, or he sells it, v'hazabim, and he sold it, regardless of whether it's before or after yeush, even if it does not affect an actual acquisition. Rav Shesha says, patri, he's exempt from paying dal v'hei because his liability is only after the owner's despair where the thief's actions are effective, meaning the change of domain following yeush causes the buyer to acquire it. Before yeush, where the sale is ineffective, he would not pay dal v'hei. It must be similar to shechting, where his actions are effective. So the thief who covered up an animal he stole and sold with schach before the yeush of the owner, making mechayev in dal v'hei, right under a schach banner with his favorite motto, stam geneva yeush balim hu, which reminds us. The Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar also holds that dal v'hei is only paid for a sale after yeush. He says, teidash stam geneva yeush balim hu. Know that the presumption regarding theft is that the owner despairs of retrieving his item. His proof is that a thief pays dal v'hei for selling an animal, which he assumes must be effective, similar to shechting. Since the Torah implies he would be liable for an immediate sale, similar to shechting, it must be that we assume the owner despaired, and the subsequent change of domain through the sale affects the acquisition to the buyer, together with the yeush. Rabbi Yochanan rejects Rabbi Elazar's premise. So the thief who covered up an animal he stole and sold a schach before the yeush of the owner, making mechayev in dal v'hei, right under a schach banner with his favorite motto, stam geneva yeush balim hu, took another stolen animal that he was makdish and shechted it. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan, who holds one is chayev for selling or shechting after yeush, challenged Reish Lakish, who disagreed from a Mishnah, ganav v'hikdish, one who stole an animal, and he was makdish it, and afterwards he shechted it. He only pays kefil, but not dal v'hei. Yochanan assumes that the thief was makdish it, which can only be effective after yeush. Still, the Mishnah implies that if it was not hekdish, he would pay dal v'hei. Reish Lakish answers that the Mishnah's case is before yeush, and it means the owner was makdish it. So once again, the thief who covered up an animal he stole and sold the schach before the yeush of the owner, making mechayev in dal v'hei, right under a schach banner with his favorite motto, stam geneva yeush balim hu, took another stolen animal that he was makdish and shechted it. Alright, so now it's time for four ba'abach hazar. Dav samach dod. So the simmer dav samach dod relates to sod, secret, and we use a secret agent. So here goes. The secret agent, that must be more on dav samach dod, sod. The secret agent who discovered the source that a thief pays kefil in the pasuk imhimatzei timatzei, which reminds us, the Gemara brings an alternate source for kefil on all items, imhimatzei timatzei, if being found, it will be found. So the secret agent who discovered the source at a thief pays cave on the pasuk imimatzei timatzei and was then thrown off when he saw someone else who was motive but kanas use the same pasuk to exempt himself even when Adim came after, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, according to the Tana, that one of the psukim of Shomer teaches a gun of zlaz of kefal, what is the pasuk of imimatzei timatzei explicitly discussing a thief coming to teach? It answers that Rabba Bar Hilai darshaned is to teach Rabba's ruling. Motive kanas v'achakach ba'u Adim pater. One who admits to liability for a fine, and then Adim came and testified as much, he's pater from the knas. The pasuk im himatzei timatzei teaches im himatzei be'edim, if it is found through Adim, timatzei be'dayanim, then it'll be found by judges that he must pay the knas. Prat l'marshi etzatzmo, but this excludes one who incriminates himself. So the secret agent who discovered the source, that a thief pays kef on the pasuk imimatzei timatzei, and was then thrown off when he saw someone else who was motive kanas use the same pasuk to exempt himself even when Adim came after, was surprised when a thief got caught and paid kefal even though he didn't take a shavua, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, ve'ema ganav atzmo b'shavua, let's say that a thief himself only pays kefal if he swore a shavua, denying his theft, according to the Tana, that a thief's kefal is taught in the psukim of Shomer. In a braisa, Rabbi Yaakov answers that the Torah says, Shnai Mishalem, he shall pay twofold, meaning Shelo B'Shvua, even without an oath. Daf Samechei, so the simmer Daf Samechei is Seh, sheep. So here goes. The sheep thief, sheep, that must be more on Daf Samechei, Seh. The sheep thief, who got upset when he was told in Basin that he pays the Karen according to the original value, but Kefal according to its value, when appearing in court, which reminds us, Rav said, Karen Ke'en Shogonav, a thief pays the principal according to its value when he stole it. Tashimi Kefal, Tashimi Arba Chamisha, Kashasa Mada Bedin, and he pays Kefal and Dal Behei according to its value at the time of appearance in court. The extra words in the Pasuk, Geneva and Chaim, teach, Achila Karen Ke'en Shogonav, revive the principal of the stolen item as it was when he stole it. Tosfos explains that this implies that only the principal is paid according to the theft, but the additional payments follow its later value. So the sheep thief, who got upset when he was told in Basin that he pays the Karen according to the original value, but Kefal according to its value, when appearing in court, and broke a one zuz keg of wine he stole, requiring him to pay its current value, a four zuz, which reminds us, Rabbi said that if someone stole a keg of wine which was worth one zuz, and worth four zuz when it was destroyed, tabra oshasya, if he broke the keg, or drank the wine, actively destroying it, Mishalem Dalit, he pays for Zuz its current value. Isbar Mamela Mishalem Zuz, but if it broke by itself, he pays only one Zuz its original value. Rashi explains that this act of destruction constitutes a new act of theft and obligates him according to its new value. Shechting or selling a stolen item is likewise actively destroying it, so Rabba would hold he pays the principal according to its current higher value. Daf Samach Vav. So the simon for Daf Samach Vav relates to sewing, and we use a tailor. So here goes. The tailor, that must be more on Daf Samach Vav, sewing. The tailor who stole some wool quickly made into a garment to acquire it, which reminds us, Rabbi said, Shinui Kona Ksiva Patanina, that a physical change to a stolen item causes a thief to acquire it, is written in the Torah and taught in the Mishnah. The Pasuk says, Veheshivas a gazel asher gazal, and he shall return the stolen article that he stole. The last phrase teaches, Im ke'en shegazal yachzir, if the item is still as it was when he stole it, he shall return it. Vimlab damim ba'ama boishumi. But if not, meaning the thief changed it, he only needs to pay money. Two Mishnahs are quoted as sources. So the tailor who stole some wool quickly made it into a garment to acquire it. When he saw the victim give up hope of retrieving it, but wasn't sure if Yeush Kona or not, which reminds us, Rabbi said Yeush Amri Rabbanan the Nikne. Yeush, the rabbi say, causes a thief to acquire it. However, he wasn't sure if this law was Daraisa or the Rabbanan. Rav Yosef said, Yeush Eino Kona, despair does not cause the thief to acquire it at all. Afil mit Rabban, even rabbinically, he must return the stolen item. So the tailor who stole some wool quickly made it into a garment to acquire it. When he saw the victim give up hope of retrieving it, but wasn't sure if Yeush Kona or not. Unaware that the unprocessed hides he stole and uses a mat in his shop had become tummy from his sherets because of Shinui Shame, which is like Shinui Maisa, which reminds us, Rav Yosef was challenged from a mission which states regarding unprocessed hides, Shalganav regarding hides stolen secretly by a thief, Machshav Matamasan, thought renders them susceptible to Tuma because the owner despaired of retrieving them. The thief owns them and his decision to use them as kalim, meaning mats, without further processing them makes them susceptible to Tuma. Rav said this challenge went unanswered for 22 years until Rav Yosef became the head of the yeshiva upon Rav's passing and answered Shinui Hashem Kishinui Maisa Dami. A change of name is like a physical change. just as a physical change affects acquisition because it was originally wood and is now a keli, for example, regarding a change in name also. It was originally called a hide and now it's called a tray, for example. Daf Samach Zayin. So the simmer Daf Samach Zayin is a sizzling barbecue. So here goes. The thief standing by his barbecue, that must be more in Daf Samach Zayin, sizzling barbecue. The thief standing by his barbecue, which was under the stone crossbeam he built into his patio ceiling, which reminds us, on the previous stuff, Rav Yosef taught that a thief acquires a stolen item through Shinui Hashem, a change in name. Now, this is challenged from a Mishnah teaching that one who steals a crossbeam and builds it into a ceiling, thereby changing its name from crossbeam to ceiling, does not need to return the crossbeam because of Takanas HaShavim, implying that otherwise the thief would not acquire the beam, although its name changed. Rav Yosef answers that it's still called a crossbeam even when built into a ceiling. Rav Zera answers that Shinui Achozu Ubriyoso, a change that reverts to its original state, such as a beam which can be dismantled, is not considered a change regarding Shinui Hashem. So the thief standing by his barbecue, which was under the stolen crossbeam he built into his patio ceiling, planning to shecht and cook the lame and stolen sheep that were endowed for kabanas, since Yeush is not Kona, which reminds us, Ua said, Menayin LeYeush Sheinu Kona, from where do we know that Yeush does not cause the thief to acquire the stolen item? The pasuk says regarding karbanas, "V'havesim gazu es apiserch v'esachola," and you bring what is stolen, the lame and the sick, implying a comparison between a stolen and lame animal. Ma pisech d'leisei tekanta kla, just as the lame one has no remedy because its blemish renders it permanently unfit. Av gazu d'leisei tekanta, so too, a stolen animal has no remedy and is invalid as a carbon, whether before or after yeush. This proves the thief does not acquire the animal for use as a carbon through yeush. Rava quotes another source. So that thief standing by his barbecue, which was under the stolen crossbeam he built into his patio ceiling, planning to shecht and cook the lame and stolen sheep that were invalid for kabanas, since Yeush is not Kona, got caught by police for stealing the barbecue from another thief, and was told he would have to pay kefil since he stole it after Yeush of the original owner. Which reminds us of the Mishnah Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis taught, Ein Agonav Achar Ganav Misham Tashem Kefil. One who steals from a thief does not pay kefil because he did not steal it from the owner's possession. Rav says this is only before Yeush, but after Yeush, Kano Ganav Rishon, the first thief has acquired it, and the second thief would pay kefil since he stole it from its new owner. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which stuff do we discuss why a crossbeam built into a ceiling is not considered a case of Shinui Shame? That's on Duff. Samach Zayin. Good. Number 2. Which of the one that an alternate source for kefil on all items is from the pasuk imimatzei timatzei? That's on Duff. Samach Dal. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we talk about one who sells a stolen animal before Yeush, whether he's chai for Dal the hay? That's on Duff. Samaches. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we the Rav says that a ganav that steals from a ganav does pay kefil if it was stolen after the owner had Yeush? That's on Duff. Samach Zayin. Good. Number 5. Which of them that Shinui Shame can Shinui Maisa, and therefore a thief acquires unprocessed hides that he uses as a mat, which can then become Tameh? That's on Duff. Samach Vav. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we have the sugya of Tavru Vashasya, where a thief breaks a keg of wine he stole and is required to now pay its current value? That's on Duff. Samachay. Good. Number 7. Which of them Rabbi Lazar holds? Stam Gneva Yeish Balimu. The presumption regarding theft is that the owner despairs of retrieving his item. That's on Duff. Samachas. Good. Number 8. Which of them the source to obligate kefil for all stolen items is from the Ribuya of Kol. That's on Duff. Samach Gimel. Good. Number 9. Which of them the source is that Yeish is not Kona regarding Karbanas. That's on Duff. Samach Zayin. Good. And number 10, which stuff be the case of one whose stolen animal was makdishet and then shechted it? That's on Duff. Samach Es. Excellent. That comes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.